Now, God's family plan was this. He planned a family to bless. And he planned a family member to be blessed individually, and gave each family member a calling, a task. If you want to call it in a way, a chore. Well, you see, the chore is for us putting up with each other's personalities. Now, that can become a chore, right? I'm beginning to worry about a lot of you all. That is exactly right. Now, if you go to your family and there is no word out of line, please let me hear about that. Brother Randy says, I don't know whether you heard, you ought to hear some of the stuff that is said to me after some of the sermons. But I remember in the old days when I was in revivals all the time, and I mean this happened continually, as they were going out the door and shaking hands, you know, back here. Now, preacher, that was an okay sermon, but now if I were preaching, this is the way I would have done it. And I'm standing there 5 minutes trying to reach around shaking hands as I'm being told how they would have preached it, which is fine. I always got a kick out of it. But God says, I'm going to tell you something every day. I want you to know something. I love you. You're blessed. You're so blessed. I'm going to send you out into the world representing me, the God of creation. And I'm not going to send you out there unorganized, dissatisfied, disheartened, with no vision of life. I'm giving you a calling, and my son is going to indwell you, and what I have given to you, he will complete the family. I'm going to tie you up in a bow. I'm going to hug you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to pick you up when you fall, and I want the world to know you're my family. And you are blessed. As a Christian, I have nothing to do with the term luck. Luck means absolutely nothing. I'm not lucky, but boy, am I blessed. Luck is by accident. Blessings on purpose. God said before, you know, creation began, hey, Larry, Pete, bless you. Now, I don't ever remember that part. But I know it's a fact. Bless you. And I've been blessed ever since my name was in the heart of God. Now, how can the world do anything against an individual who's been blessed by the Creator? How can the storms of life completely destroy an individual when it is God that's looking after the storm? The pitfalls of life are not placed there for you by God. But those pitfalls are there, and God is with you as you go through them. You know, while I'm talking about that, let me mention something, because this really bothers me. Now, I will stand up and I will shout when I think something is wrong. You all know that. But right at this time, the Pope is getting a bad rap and rep. He is not attempting to change the Lord's Prayer. He is not attempting to do that. What he was talking about focuses on the Lord's Prayer and lead us not into temptation. But God has never, ever led us into temptation. What he was talking about is the English translation of that. There's no time, James chapter 1. Start with verse 1 in James chapter 1. Go down. Do not say when you're tempted of God, because God tempts no one to sin. But you're tempted when you're carried away of your own lust and enticed. God does not tempt us to sin. God delivers us from that temptation, but God does not cause it. And Frank, now why am I saying this? I'm saying it because it bothered me when different Christian denominations start fighting one another over nothing. He's absolutely right. It was a translation. And the Lord says to us, I love you. Do you know that? You're a Christian. Does that make you understand better that the Lord loves you? God said, I'm going to bring peace to you. Now, let me ask you, if God's telling me he's going to bring peace to me, would that not tell me that there is going to be a world out there that's going to try to take that peace away? The Lord says, peace I bring to you. The peace I give you is not like peace from the world. Why, I want you to know, you're my family. You are blessed. And when you're part of my family and you are blessed, I promise you peace that surpasses all understanding. My Father in heaven is gathering a family that will love and live with him forever. Love and live with him forever. I don't have to worry about fire where my eternal home is. I don't even have to worry about getting electrocuted. My Lord is the light of heaven. That glory light shines and you can touch it and never feel heat or the sting. Not even death can touch me. The grave will have no power over me. Because God says you are blessed, chosen before time. Man, we are older than dirt. Huh? We really are. Yep. Before dirt was, I was. When you're on God's mind, you exist. Ephesians 1, verse 3 through 5. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms. Oh, listen to this Christmas present. With every spiritual blessing in Christ. He said, look, you remember all the blessings that I gave my son and the power and authority? I want you to know that I'm blessing you with that. When Jesus was ready to go back and ascend into heaven to be with the Father, he told his disciples, he said, all this stuff you've seen me do, well, you can do those, but you can even do more than you've seen me do. Woo! More than Jesus. Because he said, I go to my Father, and I'll be at the right hand of my Father. Do you know that your name is being spoken to God the Father continually by Jesus? That's what being blessed is all about. I don't have to be introduced to God and I get there. Come on home, Larry Pete. I promised you, despite life itself, I love you. I like that kind of love. A love that is not dependent on my actions, but on the one that are giving me and extending that love. God said, I saved you at a point in your life, knowing that at the next points in your life, you're going to mess up. I can never be unblessed. I can never be unblessed. But I can become a thorn in your side and withhold the blessings God has told me to give to you in the charge of going out to tell the world. Now, why would I want to be such a Scrooge? We become selfish. We become so self-centered, so egotistical. I mean, you talk about the letters that all of us learned, PTSD and all, and the ADD and the, gosh, the full alphabet of all of that. I don't know any of us that aren't going through it. I guarantee you, I've got so many of the alphabet out there concerning me. And God said, yeah, I know it, but that's Larry Pete. I love him. He's my child. Don't you mess with my child. Don't you ever step over that line. And God says, so I'm going to come down to you in human form. I am going to represent myself. See, you cannot separate God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But he said, I want you to relate to me, so I'm coming down human. And I'm going to, as a human, feel every pain and every temptation and every situation that can ever exist in any human being ever to be born. And I'm going to conquer. And he did. I did not conquer. I have not conquered. I never shall conquer. What's left for me to conquer? Well, your salvation, done. Already done. Signed, sealed. Oops, doesn't have a thing on us. Matter of fact, they're not doing so hot now anyway. None of them do. You see, I'll never be late. When it's time for me to be delivered to my eternal home, I'll be right on time. So will you. But the point is, it's because you're blessed. If I didn't know Jesus, I would never even arrive totally at my eternal resting place. I would be forever dying, never able to die, never ever able to finally reach the epitome of hell or even the point of hell, because I would be continually falling into it. You have no idea how important it is for you, Christian, never to tell a person to go to hell. Don't you ever let that come from your mouth. I don't care how bad that individual is. Don't ever say that. Because nobody can be bad enough except by the judgment of God for that to take place. That's how bad it is. I read the book. I understand as well as I can the agony. But God says, here's what I want you to really understand. You're blessed. You're blessed. Merry Christmas. Because you are a part of my family. For he chose us in him. Who's the him? Jesus. He chose us in him before the creation of the world, to be holy. Holy means set aside for God's service. Here, set aside for God's family. And blameless. And then he lets us know, in his sight. Now, there are going to be human beings around you that's going to find blame and tell you you should have preached that sermon a different way. In love. You see, that's what being blessed is about, Brother Randy. Love. You can't be blessed without love. In love, he predestined us. I heard that big word, predestined. You mean I had no choice? No, I don't. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ. What I do mean to tell you is we are predestined to be adopted a part of his family only through Jesus, no one else. No other name. No, I'm predestined through Jesus. So when I said yes to Jesus, my destination was sealed, predetermined. Whosoever calls on the name of my son, he will be saved. Thank you, Lord. Merry Christmas. In accordance, listen to this, with his pleasure and will. You're pleasing to God. It pleased God to save me. Woo! He was happy about it. I am really happy about it. But he said, I'm happy to know you, Larry. Oh, by the way, Larry, I knew you before time. I knew you before. I've had you on my heart. But here's something we miss. Because we have that blessing from God who has blessed a special calling for us. You see, God says, I have loved everyone. That's why that I cannot pick who goes to heaven and who goes to hell. I don't want to. If I had that power, I'd send myself to hell. You got that? I'd send myself to hell. I'd look in the mirror and say, man, you are bad. But God says you don't have that authority. Because see, God knows all the chips that are burnt out in me. He knows all the flaws that are in here. He knows the flaws that were put there through my birth. I had nothing to do with. And so God then looks at what's going on in my life from before time, and he has decided I'm going to watch him grow through these. Every one of us got different chips gone. Some of you got some big ones got missing. But we have different chips that are just not sparking right, right? You agree with me on that? All right. Well, you women, it's not just your husband either. We got the chips. And the Lord says, you're blessed. Therefore, you have your own path, Larry. Nobody else can walk it, nor can you walk someone else's. So on that path that I'm going to place you, you will be able to overcome. But you can only overcome through me, my blessing, Jesus. The more you depend on you, the more sparks are going to start flying and blowing chips. The more you depend on me, smoother it's going to go. Even during the rough times of your life, I'll smooth it out for you. It means I'm going to hurt. You're going to hurt. There's going to be pain and trauma. But you see, being blessed supersedes that. Doesn't mean I'm not going to hurt. It means that my heavenly home is just as real today as before time. And Jesus knows my name. I cannot be rejected. Postage has already been paid. Folks, you talk about first class, you wait till you leave his body. Woo! That's first class. Where'd Larry go? Well, Larry ain't going to be waiting around to listen to you all argue about where he went. I'm gone. I'm home. But I'm coming back. Now, you may come right after me or maybe before me. But in the family of God, we're all coming back to get the ones, the rest of the family one day. The rest of the family. That family unit. I find it very interesting, Brother Randy, that during this time of year, we really do get excited over the birth of our Savior. What a blessing it is. But do you know, through your Old Testament studies, Brother Randy, and through all your study of Scripture, throughout the Old Testament, there were 300, right at exactly 300 prophecies about the first coming of Jesus, about the manger. about Bethlehem, that story. 300 prophecies pointing to that. But did you realize there are 8 more times the prophecies about his second coming? 2,400 times throughout Old and New Testament speaks of the second coming of Jesus. It's family time. God said, I'm putting my family together. Those that are on earth, we're coming to get. Grave has no power. At that resurrection day, you're coming forth. Oh, yeah, but I'm just dust somewhere. Where do you think you started? You're not just dust somewhere in the eyes of God who knew you before. No, you're not. You're you. And all he says is, I'm going to give you the blessings, power, I'll give you authority. Okay, so why don't I feel like I got it? Because you're dealing with feelings instead of a promise. So let it be written, so let it be done. If I tell you you got it, believe me. And then you walk accordingly. Because you have a calling. You know what that calling is? Bring others in. Grow the family. Well, let me tell you something, family. Do you know the problem that we look at today with our churches when we say, where are the families? Where are the, you know, where is everybody? Except in our mega churches or newer churches. Because the family is not inviting others. Preacher can't invite them. Majority of people that will come to church are those that you invite. They come because of you, not the preacher. They come because someone invited them. That's our opportunity and calling direct from God. Bring them in. Invite them. Do you have family members or friends that you know don't even have a church? I am told by God I am called to bring others in. Now, why would I bring them in? Because I believe I am blessed, chosen before time. And I want others to have that feeling of being blessed. I want them to know there's no cancer that can ever, ever destroy me or you. Because I belong to the family of God, the pain will become so hard, so painful, that God will finally at one point say, come on home, Larry. And Larry's going to say, "Woo! Thank you, Lord. And by the way, I got a new body waiting for you." Now you tell me that that should not get people excited. I'm not lucky. I'm a Christian. I'm blessed. Signed, sealed, and delivered. That first Christmas, the ultimate of grace has arrived. The ultimate of mercy. The church age begins. At the end of this age, God says, I shall return. And I will gather before me my family. Man, what a supper table. Woo! We're called to bring others in. 2 Corinthians 5:18. Through Christ, heard that name again, God made peace between us and himself. There's no war going on with me and God. Peace has been made through Jesus. Then God gave us the work of bringing others into peace with him. Grow the family. Procreation. Continue to grow. Well, you know, I like a little church and I want to keep the church small. So go start a whole bunch of little churches. At which point do you say, okay, I don't want you coming in? No, we're big enough. And you know, this is just a feeling that I have. I just don't want to get too large. My salvation is not based on my feelings. My command direct from Almighty God is not based on whether or not I feel good enough to invite someone. Well, you know, we could invite them, but you know good and well I don't get along with them. So let's go invite somebody else, and that way we will fulfill our inviting. If you're there and you had that feeling on you, that's exactly the one you better be inviting. You will never know. Some of the ones that you would count in your life as being an enemy, or as a young Marine, someone that you, another Marine, you just didn't want to be around, and then the shooting starts, and it's that other Marine that grabs you and drags you out of the way, and a friendship has just been bonded together by one you did not even like. We're not really that likable, but we are lovable. God says, I love you, and I love you like you are. And my peace I give to you, and in my peace you are blessed, and in my blessing I want you to go out and invite others to become a part of our family. You want to give God a birthday present, a gift? Invite others to the blessings that God has shared with you. Invite them to come in. Remember the song, bring them in from a field of sin. Is that it? You remember that, Brother Randy? You
heard it.
Well, actually, Brother Randy, that could have been before time. Bring them in. Bring them in from a field of sin. And you are blessed because the pastor's not going to try to sing it. Folks, I love you. And every time that I stand to proclaim God's word, I promise you this. I will never intentionally mislead in any way, any shape, any fashion, even if I need to defend the Pope. But it's God's word, God's blessing, God's love. And our Lord never leads me into temptation. I'm there on my own free will. And he says, I still love you. Share that with the lost and dying world, because it doesn't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for such blessings, such love. I pray, Heavenly Father, that now as you touch each heart, that you will remind us of how great the blessings are, and that we'll want to share those blessings with others. Help us, Father, to remember to invite them to come in. Help us, Heavenly Father, as we reach out to that lost and dying world, to those that are hurting, to those that are just looking for some semblance of hope, that we give them the ultimate, your Son. We ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.